Hey everybody, this is Vicki. Whew! Well, one of the many lessons from our election is that anything can happen. So how do we splash the cold water of truth on our client's situation without getting into a whistling contest that we've seen so much of? Let's drill down with two more ways to communicate a reality check. First, ask what about questions. Now, I do this all the time. When a client says, hey, I want to do this, and I know it's not going to work, I'll ask something like, well, that strategy needs a lot of blah, 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 which I know they don't have. Do you have a budget to fund that, or are you planning to do that yourself? Now, after the shocked silence, I'll let it sink in, and then I'll come up with something like, you know, this is why I recommend blah, blah, blah for folks in your situation who doesn't have the blah, blah, blah needed. This is a great door opener to introduce a new idea. Next up, tell a story with a heads up. Sometimes a client is married to an idea. If you think you can't talk them out of it, give them a heads up of what lies ahead. Something like, well, okay, Billy Bob did the same thing and fell off a cliff. So just know this cliff is up there so you can plan a detour. Giving new information will let clients and prospective clients decide for themselves. Now be sure and give them an out so they can save face. You know, we thought leaders need to give a reality check, but we also need to be cheerleaders. These two tactics will help you do just that. Now go out there and be brilliant.